Hi, and welcome to Architectural Thinking on Flutter State Management. So, if you have used Flutter before, or you are a user that you are going to use Flutter, you probably know that as the project is growing, this is actually a fact for any front-end project. When it's growing, sooner or late, you need to have a type of state management in your application, because the states are growing, you need to manage them. And for sure, well, you can do that probably in many frameworks by the built-in features in the framework. However, sometimes using some patterns or packages helps a lot. So in this talk, I'm trying to tell you about architectural thinking, what it is, how an architect thinks, Flutter state management's architectural characteristics, where architects usually decide how to choose a solution. And at the end of the day, we make a decision based on those, you know,